Just because you can change a particular legislative thing doesn't mean that's necessarily a good thing. It's nice to have a better idea before you enact new legislation. As you all wrestle with the BBA, you're going to find out that maybe TEFRA wasn't so bad. So we'll get to find out when the home run is finally hit, if ever, whether you're the pitcher in the deal or you're the hitter in the deal. So let's go ahead and proceed here. I was excited when I saw the way that this was laid out, because the first thing we're going to talk about is a camp bill. And I like to camp, so I thought maybe I'd actually know something about that. But then I found out it wasn't about that. But then I figured out this camp. What is this camp thing, Bill? Who is this camp guy? Is he a big-time guy, part of Congress these days?
2014, he was a big-time tax
guy. Oh, so
guy,
he's,
yes.
Who was he then?
He was chairman of the House Ways and
Means. He was chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee 3 years ago. So the camp proposal is by a guy who ain't even in Congress anymore. We're going to talk about that a lot. Go right ahead, Bill.
Yeah. But you're going to see a progression here. We start with the camp bill in 2014. That was actually a legislative product. There was 900 pages worth of it. And then
they actually thought about it. Oh, well, okay.
And then the House blueprint came along late 2016, and that was Ryan, Speaker of the House, version. Now, it is actually an outline of 36 pages, maybe, if you push it double-spaced. So maybe not quite as detailed. And then in 2017, we get the president's proposal, which is one page, and a third of the page is a copy of the White House. So you could kind of see where this is going. Now, you know, when we started the year, I was excited. I thought tax reform really had some legs.